Did you know that Door County Broadband is on social media? You can follow us on Instagram and you can like us on Facebook. Stay up to date with the latest news, funny videos, and everything else that we have that comes out on our social media channels to give you a behind-the-scenes look and helpful ideas and tips about what's taking place here at Door County Broadband. Quick reminder for you on this break, if you have never visited our website, go over to doorcountybroadband.com. You can find great information about all the plans and services and speeds that we offer, along with really helpful informational videos of what services DCB can provide for you at your home. Fill out a service inquiry so we can find out if we can provide service or not at your location, go on vacation hold, and so much more. That's doorcountybroadband.com for all you need to know about your locally owned and operated fixed wireless broadband service provider. Hello everyone, welcome to this week's edition of The Signal Check presented by Door County Broadband. I am Baxter, that's Eric. Hello, Eric.
Hi, Baxter, how you doing today?
Doing pretty well, enjoying the winter wonderland that is outside. Yourself?
Kind of dropped a lot of snow on us. I'm glad that I bought a new snowblower this year. So I snowblowed last night and I kind of like it. It's kind of, I don't know, there's something about it. It's just, I get in this zone and yeah, I don't know. I like it.
I think it is. Yeah, this is a fun time of year. And a lot of folks say, oh, the snow, I can't do it. I can't handle it. It's annoying, yada, whatever. But there's so many good things, I feel like, that come with it. You can go snowboarding, you can biking, right? Is that a thing? Sledding, or I don't know. There's all kinds of things you can do in the snow.
It helps with ice fishing, too.
Say, most importantly for Eric,
it helps with
he
ice
wants
fishing
it as cold as possible so he can fish as long as possible.
No, actually, it's the opposite. The snow actually insulates your shelter. So I can pack it around. See, I got like a pop-up tent type deal,
sure,
and I can pack it around the shelter, and it helps with the drafts coming in. So it actually warms up
sense.
The shelter.
Snow is a very good insulator.
Not only that, but if you're out on the bay of Green Bay, if you have just clear ice, that sun is beating down on it, and you get like a reflection up in your shelter, and it kind of brightens the whole thing up.
True.
So with that snow on there, what it does is it prevents the sun from reflecting up, so it gets darker in your shanty.
Hmm.
So you can actually see down the hole a lot clearer,
oh,
and you can actually see the fish swimming down in there. So
that's got to be kind of a cool thing.
It is cool. So yeah, I love the snow. I don't like a lot of snow, but this is the perfect amount for what I have in mind for it.
Absolutely. I watched a Magic School Bus episode when I was a kid about snow and insulation and all that. So that's how I learned about it. Not school, Magic School Bus. That's Miss Frizzle taught me most of my childhood. She was my favorite teacher. Anyway, we're going to get a couple of different things nailed down today on the show. A big thing that we want to talk about is... this was actually a topic recently on the Peninsula Pulse does their own podcast, and they did a little segment about when you're trying to buy a home in Door County and the internet as a whole, what the options are for you and what all goes into it. And we kind of want to take a minute to kind of reiterate some of the things they said, some of the things we as a company try to do as far as signal checks, if you're buying, if you're building, if you're renting, what that all entails, and just kind of have a little bit of a dialogue about what exactly is going on with this peninsula as far as... It's not an easy place to get internet, unfortunately. That's the reality of it.
It's difficult. Door County is, you know, I've been doing this for 14 years now, and Door County, it is the most challenging environment I've ever worked in as far as when it comes to internet. I mean, you got so many bluffs, you've got just trees everywhere. It's difficult. It's a lot harder than what people think it is.
In your experience, when you look at this peninsula and you say, okay, we're trying to do our best to help folks, and then you still see the pushback from people saying, well, I don't want a private tower because I don't want the eyesore.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you think is the fine line in between the two of, you know, the beautiful scenery and being able to function in 2019?
Yeah, there's definitely people out there that don't want that eyesore of a tower in their yard. And not only that, I mean, it comes with a pretty hefty price tag as well.
Mm-hmm.
You got to make that decision. I mean, do you want workable internet, or do you not want a tower in your yard? I mean, that's kind of what that's all it really boils down to.
It's true. If you don't have a clear line of sight, obviously. Yeah,
right, right. If you don't have a clear line of sight, aesthetics is not always easy to come by in this business. I mean, you're either going to have an antenna on your roof, you're going to have a tower in your yard, you're going to be looking at something regardless. And that's just a sacrifice that that you kind of have to make. I mean, to live up in beautiful Door County full time, that's the decision that you have to make. And most people we've been seeing are making that decision. I mean, it's not often that we get pushback on it. Mm-hmm. Where I don't want this on my roof. I don't, you know, it's either that or no internet. It's just so difficult, and you can't get the cable companies to do anything because mm-hmm. it's hard terrain for them as well. They're not always going to get their return on investment as well on that. So it's Door County is a tough place for internet, but we're working on it. I mean, we've got a lot of stuff in store this year with some new technologies to hit some of these non-line of sight customers mm-hmm. with the much faster speeds than what is available now with the legacy hardware. A lot of things in store. It's just a lot all at the same time, and we're just trying to work through it.
One thing I think is interesting is when you look at Sturgeon Bay, that's where I live.
Uh-huh.
I had a phone conversation today with a potential customer, and she kind of laughed at me when she immediately told me where she was, and she was doing a routine service check, and she said, "Yeah, I'm down on 4th Avenue in Sturgeon Bay," and you know, doing her address, and I kind of stopped and I said, "You're in Sturgeon Bay. You're, you know, right across right. the street from, I think, like the Cherry Lanes, that Nicolet Bank okay. area." She's yep. in that little pocket. And I said, "This is going to sound weird, but I said, you should also go and call Charter Spectrum."
Absolutely.
Because they've fibered and cabled in town in Sturgeon Bay.
Yep.
And she kind of paused and she was like, "What?" I was like, we tell people this if they have the opportunity to get Charter. It's not that we don't want you as a customer.
Correct. They're
going to
be
You're happier. Going to be far happier because you can get 100 megabits for between $40 and $60 depending uh-huh. on the first year promotion that they're running. And even for me, by the time my promotion runs out in May, I'm still only going to be paying $65 a month for 100 meg, which
that's
we can't touch with DCB.
No,
and that's not a, you know, what was us DCB? It's a reality.
Not on a traditional connection. You can get right. a dedicated connection that's
right.
going to get
and
you
spend
that. But
far more money yes. to get that, which right. some customers do. And we talked about dedicated connections. But it was interesting because I've had these conversations with people in town in Sturgeon Bay, and they always kind of chuckle. They're like, "Why are you pushing another company?" I'm like, "It's not that I'm doing it because I necessarily want to. It's because we know that you're calling because you like quality, solid internet."
Uh-huh.
And if you're in town or if you're in some of those pockets, I think, like, isn't Fish Creek and Egg Harbor and Sister Bay, certain pockets have it also. We say, "Hey, you should at least talk to them and see if it's available. If it's not, please call us back."
Right. Ultimately, we as a company want our neighbors to be happy with what they have with their service, whether it's through us or through anybody else. I have no problem recommending other companies to somebody if I know that they're going to get something better off of them.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's been times where customers have lost service through us because trees started growing in the way and there was nothing that they could do about it nor we could do about it. And I have most definitely recommended, you know, call these guys. Because we want people to be happy with their service, whether it's through us or through other people. We just want you to be happy. We are really not in this business to try to hit the people within the city.
Correct.
That's not our...
It's even a part of our tag. We're a rural broadband provider.
Correct, correct. That's not our demographic. We're not trying to get into the city there. That's not mm-hmm. what we want. We want the people that have no options.
Correct.
Where we can provide the best service that they can have in rural communities, and Charter and AT&T can take care of you within the city.
Absolutely. And I think for us and one of the owners, Pam Voss, has talked about this on the show before. It's outside of Sturgeon Bay, the peninsula still has a lot of school age children.
Yes.
And those children have good internet at school when they're at their schools, and then they come home to try to do their homework. And you even mentioned this, you know, so much
right.
homework is done online now. You're not even really bringing home your notebooks and your math homework anymore. It's all done online. But a lot of these kids can't do their homework because they don't have good internet to do that. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of where we kind of step in, or are trying to step in and say, hey, if we can help with the, you know, mid to northern door communities, that's what we're trying to help do outside of the folks that are running businesses and just trying to live up here also.
Correct.
So it's a priority for us, and for us also, and we've said this many times, we're not trying to be the ones that are saying, look, this is our peninsula, we're going to run, you know, Door County, this is all us, back off everybody else.
Right.
We're just trying to help everybody have a viable chance, especially, like I said, as Pam has mentioned, especially the kids, because
they
that's a huge thing. Yeah,
it really is. I'm on board with that too. I mean, the children deserve the best education, the best access to education as they can, and with the most opportunities that they can have. I'm totally on board with that too. And I have no problem, you know, recommending to somebody to charter at all. No problem at all. I mean, the children are really important. We want people to feel comfortable moving up into Door County, with as many options as that they can have. It's beautiful up here. I mean, more people should come up here. I mean, it's beautiful. And, if you're going to live in Door County, you deserve the best, as well as, you know, internet goes with that.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about our neighbors to the south. You've got Kewaunee County. We've done a lot of work in there in the last 6 months. When we purchased WizTech back in July of 2018, we had a three-year plan. That was kind of the thing when we first said, all right, we've got all these towers. Next 3 years, we'll be able to kind of start slowly knocking them out, upgrading the network as we're able to. Fast forward 6 months, six towers are done. Half the network has been upgraded. Yes. We're very close on a couple more towers also.
We intend to have the entire WizTech network done this year.
That's incredible.
This year. We went through, you've seen me, Pam, Kevin, and Nate have meetings.
Numerous meetings.
We're constantly in here. It always starts off, oh, we got to have a 10-minute meeting. And then we're in here for three
Four hours later.
Everybody's looking in here because we're in the lunchroom, the conference / lunchroom. And I know
we've learned now to when we see the meetings, we like run in and grab snacks and water and coffee. We're like, good. And we're like, we'll see you in a couple minutes.
Grab
like,
your lunches. And I know that one time it was killing Hannah because I looked at the clock. It was like 11:30 and she always takes an early lunch and she didn't get her lunch until like noon, 12:30, something like that.
She was dying. She was bumming snacks off of us, eating candy out of the bowl in the front. She's like, I need something. I'm dying in here. So we've all learned as soon as it's like announced, and it's good because we started to announce like, hey,
we've been putting
a meeting now. So we're like, oh, good. We all kind of like scurry in really fast and grab rations so we can survive. And then we let you guys go back doing your thing.
Oh, that's great. Oh, yeah, we finalized the plan. Parts are being ordered. We're going to be working on the Pheasant Road Tower in Ryle Creek, just outside of Ryle Creek.
Mm-hmm. Do we have any updates on the feed mill also? I received a couple of questions about that today from customers asking when that
the Luxembourg one?
Yeah, the Ryle Creek feed mill.
Yes. So
RCF.
Yes, the conduit is in.
Great.
Ensite is working on terminating the rest of the fiber from the outside of the building to the inside of the building. So they actually, I think it was yesterday, asked for contact information on how to get into the building. So that is ongoing and that should be done soon. So relatively soon, we'll be able to start doing more installations in Luxembourg. And that's going to allow us to also feed back the Magnum Tower, because that's the intention, is to feed Magnum from Luxembourg since we have that nice new fiber line going in there. So those things are all ongoing, and it's gonna hit hard. We want by quarter one, we want to have LCR done, that's on LeCaptain Road. We want to have PHR done, that's on Pheasant Road, otherwise known as the Finnedale Silo. For the Kewaunee County customers, everybody, they know who I'm talking about. So Mark LeCaptain Silo, the Finnedale Silo is going to be done. Quarter one is the plan for those. Quarter two, we are looking at Magnum being finished. Quarter one, Luxembourg should be finished. Quarter two, we're looking at having Magnum finished, as well as the connecting site, which would be 60. Climens, which would be Randy Climens' wind tower. That's looking to be finished in quarter two. So yeah, we're moving right along. It's gone a lot faster than anybody anticipated. When I came over from WizTech, you know, I was told, yeah, we're looking at a couple years to finish this. And I'm like, oh my gosh, really? Mm-hmm. I mean, they're going to wait that long. and then just
amazing what a good lightning storm.
Yeah.
Will do for
then
you.
The lightning
motivates
storm
you
hit,
real quick.
And we're like, you know what? We've got this tower crew up here. Let's just pound out all these tower sites really fast. And we did. And that's what we're looking to do again here early this year. Quarter one, quarter two, we're going to be extremely busy. Yeah. And there, you guys are going to start having some awesome internet. And then we're going to start work. Wow. I forgot about there's also another new tower because we have the Kewaunee County Grant tower that we're working on. I have been working with some contacts in Kewaunee County, and I may have located a location, a great location for this tower. It's on the highest point in Kewaunee County. And you get up on top of this hill and you can see forever. So we're going to be putting a 190-foot tower on top of this hill. I just have to get authorization from the landowner. I'm really hoping that it goes through. I'm counting on you, Ryan Hoffman, to make this happen. it'll be mutually beneficial for the landowner as well as us to get this tower put up there. So I really hope this goes through. It's exciting. If not, I do have some backup plans as far as a tower location for this, but that is in the works too. And I believe we're trying to get that done either late quarter two or quarter three we're looking at. So
one other important thing to mention, back on January 7th, the new director of the Kewaunee County Economic Development Center took over. Richard Baker was officially installed at that point, and an article came out this last week from the Green Bay Press-Gazette talking about his plans. And his very first thing that he says, his number one priority, is to spearhead a broadband feasibility study in the most possible way. He did that when he was out in Minnesota, and his quote says, from an economic development standpoint, to me, it's number one. He said, we are trying to do our best. He said, it's, you know, infrastructure, obviously, like roads and water are very important, but he said, it is so important to be able to have quality broadband internet because that is how our economy is going to function, because we are then able to allow our businesses to do what
they
need
to
do.
It drives it. It brings people. I mean, there's literally people that will not buy a house if they don't have internet access.
Yes.
You're talking about taxpayers.
Yep.
You know, people paying local taxes, you know, to the county, to the villages and cities, you know, sales tax even. That money goes directly into your roads. It goes directly to the utility companies. It's all tied together. There's people that just won't move up here if they can't get the internet, and I understand.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing this for 14 years. I get it.
It's
these
good to see.
People want the internet. They need the internet.
Yep.
For simple things. I mean, simple things. Even just a home-based business. You know, somebody just doing arts and crafts or something like that out of their house. You know, so many people are going to come in there with a credit card. You know, do you take credit cards? Mm-hmm. If you don't have the internet access, no, you don't take credit cards.
Right.
And that's going to negatively affect their business and prevent them from growing and expanding and being an even bigger tax contributor to the area. So yeah, it drives the economy. It's so important.
Even for the festivals too, we've been contacted multiple times about running internet to provide for the vendors that come up, even for
weekends.
Absolutely. There's not viable solutions for a lot of these vendors.
I didn't even think about that.
Fall Fest is a big one, or in general, just you're trying to run a big event.
A triathlon.
Triathlon's another big one too. You forget about like, oh yeah, we'll just check in all the runners when they get there. Oh, we need internet to do that.
You know what they do is, I do competitive racing. I do the Spartan races.
Just kick ass, by the way.
I've got 13 medals under my belt right now. And when we go there, one of the things that they do that people don't think about is live results.
Oh, wow.
Live results. When you cross over that finish line, you have an RFID chip on you. Usually it's around your wrist. Mm. And as soon as you cross that finish line, it gets uploaded into a database, and you are able to go online and check your scores the second you, well, I mean, most people don't have their phones with you, but
right, after you clean up, after you
go through all that stuff, you know, you are able to check your results live. I mean, if people can see, you can actually tie it to your Facebook account. And there are checkpoints along the way. And if people are following you on Facebook, they can see exactly when you pass that checkpoint.
Oh, wow.
It'll post it right there. Eric is at this checkpoint at this time, you know, yada, yada, yada. And there's usually like 6 checkpoints and it posts it to Facebook live like that.
That's incredible.
I mean, that you can't do it without the internet.
Right.
You can't do it without the internet.
And that's at even a grander scale. I mean, you think about it even for me, when I moved up here, I was doing broadcasting and we would Facebook Live all the games that we would do for the high school. So all of that ran off of our cell phone data because there's not internet in the press boxes. Something that you think is so like, oh, we don't need internet in the press box. But as things continue to move forward and people are looking to watch more than they are to listen to sporting events, especially grandma and grandpa that can't listen to the radio station up here, or don't want to go online, and they would rather just go on Facebook because that's how they've always kept up with little Jimmy and his basketball team, whatever. That's a big thing for folks to be able to watch their grandkids or their kids if they're away.
Totally.
So viable internet is something that we are continuously working towards, and we are excited that there are other folks that are continuing to do so. Also, it is a long process, and we appreciate the support that we continue to have and the transparency that we hopefully continue to share with you as we learn more and continue to do more also. So I want to roll into the poll question before we get out of here this week. Our poll question this week was, if you could only eat one for the rest of your life, would you choose fruit or veggies? And we have a very resounding one-sided poll this week. I thought it would be a little bit more divided, but we are at 90% of our voters have selected fruit. And that's exactly where I would be also.
That's where I am too. I saw Hannah picked vegetables, but...
Well, she's strange.
Yeah, yeah. Here's the thing, though. When I got home, so I suggested this poll question because I thought it was just, yeah, easy. You know, fruits or vegetables, fruits or vegetables. And then I started thinking about it when I got at home. Like, are we talking about just fruits itself? Like, just bananas, just grapes, just carrots, berries, just cucumbers? Or are we talking about things made with fruit, too? Because then you get into your pies. You're talking about veggies. Then you're getting into, you can't make chicken noodle soup without carrots and celery.
Yeah.
Potatoes. Those make French fries and vodka. So, I mean, there's...
But grapes help make wine.
Exactly. So it's so multifaceted. I mean, there's... I would still have to pick fruit, though, I think. I think I would. But I don't know. Just something else to chew on when you think about when you're about to answer that poll question. Chew on that for a little bit.
I think it also goes, though, to what your taste buds say, because I tend to go a little bit sweeter.
I do, too.
And so fruit was natural for me. Like, I can get my sweet fix from the fruit, whereas veggies is a little bit more bland. You usually got to add a lot of spices. You got to do whatever to get it up to that higher level that you want it to be.
Yeah, do a lot of cooking with it.
Right. And I don't mind doing that. But for me, I would rather sit down and eat a bowl of strawberries as opposed to, you know, a bowl of carrots, you know, whatever it is.
Like, I agree.
For me, as much as I love carrots and ranch dip or celery and ranch dip, you know, whatever it is, I still felt myself more gravitating towards I'm all team fruit. So that's just kind of where I fell.
I agree.
You can still cast your vote if you go to the Door County Broadband Facebook page. So feel free to let your voice be heard. You can comment on the post also, but voting is still open for a couple more days. But obviously at the time of recording, 90% of the voters have said they would prefer to live or to eat only fruit for the rest of their life over veggies.
Fortunately, we don't actually have to make
Correct.
That choice.
Thank goodness.
Because I can't live without vodka.
I know, right? Or just in general, some of the nice things that you can do with veggies as well. Vodka's important, of course.
Yes, it absolutely is.
There's other options, Eric. It's okay.
Yeah, I suppose. I suppose there is. I mean, I could switch to something else.
Oh, my. On that note, any final thoughts from you, Eric, before we get out for this week's episode?
Just reminding our customers out there, we appreciate your business. We appreciate you being our customers. And if you're happy with your service, please do refer us.
You will get a $50
credit towards your account if you do so.
We appreciate all of the effort and support from each and every one of you. And of course, you can find the show on Apple Podcasts, Anchor.fm, and wherever you find your podcasts. If you're listening or you see us post about this and you're like, oh, I think this friend would like this show, send the link to them so that way they can stay up to date with what's taking place. For Eric, I'm Baxter. From all of us here at DCB, thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next week for another edition of The Signal Check.